This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In doing a biographical study of Jonathan's life, as recorded for us in 1 Samuel 13 through 2 Samuel 1, we started by collecting as much information about him as we could. Then we correlated it into an outline. Now we need to crystallize what we learned into some points of application. As a friend of David, Jonathan was courageous, committed, compassionate, and willing to accept the cost of maintaining that friendship. Those are the character qualities it would be wise to look for when seeking a friendship. More importantly, those character qualities need to be cultivated in your life if you want to be a true friend to someone else. One application point growing out of this would be to recognize that true friendship does not come easily. Don't readily commit yourself to someone before evaluating their character. This doesn't mean you shouldn't care about others and even sacrificially serve others who are not deep friends, but the kind of commitment and confidentiality found in true friendship needs to be entered into and guarded with care. In other words, don't enter a covenant relationship without first counting the cost. Then, when you face pressure and stress in your life, you will be able to be faithful as a friend. Since most do not enter relationships with this perspective in mind, it's not surprising that few really have a true friend they can turn to and count on in times of need. Do you have such a friend? Are you such a friend to someone else? If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.